Lo and behold, here at Hair and Festa Italiana last night, we had the pageant, and we have Miss Hair and Festa in the studio today, and it's Addison Osman. Good morning, Addison.
Good morning.
Hey, from Anna, right?
Correct.
And now, better known, or maybe also known as Miss Osman from Murfreesboro High School.
Yes, I am a high school history teacher, freshmen through seniors. I got them all.
Look at that right there. So you love history stuff.
I sure do. That's about all I love subject-wise.
Yeah.
School was never really my thing, but I loved history.
Yeah.
Which is so weird because I feel like most people are the opposite.
Right. Well, I love historical stuff too. What's like a favorite place that you have visited, like a state historic site or any historical venue that you've been to?
This past February, I went to Boston with my dad. He had a physical therapy conference, so I got to kind of solo Boston for a little bit, and I went on the Freedom Trail, so I saw Paul Revere's house.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It's like...
One if by land, two if by sea.
Exactly.
Wow.
The Redcoats are coming.
The Redcoats are coming. I love history, too, and it's funny you mentioned that, because a couple years back, my family and I, we went to Philadelphia.
Oh, I've been there, too. It's amazing.
Liberty Bell. Went and saw that thing. And then seeing, like, hey, this is the same building where they signed these big important papers.
And the Sunrise Chair, George Washington sat in that.
Come on
now. He sat in that, and I got a picture with it.
Look at that. Well, that's really cool. So you're passionate about history and what have you, and you're going to continue on with your education, right?
Yes, I'm going back to school this fall at SIU for my master's degree.
Cool. Man, that's awesome.
Yes.
So you're going to get that going on, and this is certainly going to help, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I was told here today, as I'm joined in the studio by Steve Fallett and the crew here, that there's something about the Tooth Fairy. So tell me about the Tooth Fairy.
Well, last night, Steve here was asking me the onstage interview portion, and he asked me what inspired me to be a teacher, and I started my answer with, I had no idea what I wanted to be when I was growing up, and that was true. And I actually had two odd jobs. I didn't mention this one, but I said I wanted to be a tooth fairy last night on stage.
Nice.
But I actually also wanted to be a school bus driver when I was about four
you
or five years old.
One,
I didn't
no.
mention
no,
that one. It wasn't as glamorous as tooth fairy. but yes, I did mention growing up I wanted to be a tooth fairy yesterday.
Well, what a great gig that would be, Steve.
Well,
you know?
That's what I would think. Well, I ended the interview with... Tooth fairy?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I said, yeah, you get to wear a cute tutu.
Come on.
She did. That is your response. That's
well,
right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is really cool. And Steve was there last night, too, to kind of get things started here with the hair. Can you believe Hair and Festa is here again, Steve?
No, we were just talking about that. The shirt I have on, Clark was just mentioning, man, that's a good-looking shirt. This is the 25th anniversary. They're celebrating their 50th. Is that right, Nina? 35. Well, 50, 35.
35, 25, 220, 221.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever it takes. Because he's like, damn, that looks pretty good for a 25-year-old shirt.
Let me ask you this, too, because you got on the Bochy, and I know they've got the corporate Bochy event.
Yeah, that's this Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, River Radio always has a strong showing. Okay, just go throw it out there. But also, too, now, is there another division of Bochy going on?
Yes, there's the adult child Bochy division.
Huh.
I heard about that yesterday.
The
Joey
2014
was talking about
winner,
that, yeah.
Not to date myself back over a decade ago, but... I did win that back with one of my friends in 2014, so I highly recommend that we get some more teams to sign up. It's one of the most fun days of the Festa, in my opinion.
Sure.
I had never played Bochy before, but I learned so much, and it was awesome to spend the day with my friend and my dad and all the people. So
cool.
I highly recommend coming on out, signing up, getting a team together, all the things.
And well, you can have a beverage while you play. So
well,
that's
I mean,
the
come
other
on.
That's a bonus.
Playing a sport like that, you know?
Yeah, that's a fun time right there. And
your
can
beverage
go,
of choice, of course.
Of your choice. And you can go to hairandfesta.com, and they have all the things that you need to know right there. It's a super cool website. You can get signed up for everything. You've got a lot going on this week.
Yes,
what
I
are you,
do.
What are you looking forward to, besides the Bochy? You know, yeah.
I would say the parade. The parade has always been something that I've gone and watched for probably 12, 15 years now.
Yeah.
And I've always seen the Hair and Fest Queen. She's got on her beautiful evening gown, whether it's cold, sunny, raining. She always looks amazing. I'm like, man, I hope to be her someday. All right. I want to be that. So I'm looking forward to the parade because I'm finally that girl.
Yeah. And now real quick, they can't see it on the air, but have you been practicing this wave?
I got asked at my last interview, so I'm ready to go. My wrist is...
That's good.
My wrist is open. It's stretched.
It is good. You know,
got some practice last
my
night,
wife
too.
Has been in pageants. My middle daughter's been in pageants, and I was always told the one thing you're supposed to do is like act like you're turning a light bulb, right? Yeah. So you've heard that.
I like to open my hand a little more because sometimes when you're too cupped, I feel like it's a little forced. I feel like I'm in a movie. It's a little forced.
You do have this down, yeah.
I've been doing pageants since I was six.
Telling you.
I got all the knowledge, at least I think.
Listen, y'all, this weekend, Herrenfest Italiana is here. Whether you're at the parade, the carnival, or any of the events, go by and say hey to Addison Osmond. She got some big things planned for her life, and we're just proud to be a part of it here with Herrenfest Italiana. Miss Osmond, you have a wonderful Herrenfest, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. With New Country Z100.
You asked for all.